This is Bill Thomas at Prairie Public. On a snowy night in October, I walked up the stairs to the Spirit Room, 111 Broadway in downtown Fargo, and into a large room with two walls covered mostly with brilliantly colored paintings. There was a crowd talking and looking. I was there for Flow, that's F-L-O-W, by Jo Vertis. It was the opening reception for her art show, but also a concert featuring collaborative compositions that she worked on with others. And behind that combination of painting and music, there is a story of hurt and healing.
The story is that I became very blocked creatively with music composition, and that was related to actually a trauma that I experienced in academia with music performance. And because of that, I kind of discontinued my professional life in music for a time. Then I became incapacitated due to a traumatic brain injury. And that is when I discovered that making visual art assisted me greatly with my symptoms. Mm-hmm. And I was able to use visual art as a therapy and a treatment for my brain injury.
And tonight we have a show of your pictures and paintings, and but you're doing it together with music.
That's
There's
right.
going to be music presented.
Well, I'm so excited that I am back creating music and performing music now. It was really the visual art that healed my creative process and allowed me to get back into music with joy and a sense of ease. And now they inform each other. So I learned from visual art and from painting about how to write music, and I learned from writing music about how to create visual art. And it's really a joy to have both art forms. I almost want to encourage other creatives to add an art form to whatever it is they're doing, because it teaches me different things that I wouldn't learn just composing music.
One of the themes, as we look around your show, you've got the pictures that you've done, and they all use alcohol ink, but you also have like needlework, hoops with different projects on them, a rag rug on the floor that's two snakes under a pomegranate tree, which is like quite a rag rug. and so could you talk a little bit about that combination of stuff?
Sure. For the better part of probably 2 years, I was exclusively painting with alcohol inks, but I got interested in texture, and so I started mixing acrylics in, and I kind of went into mixed media. But this summer, I broke my toe. I broke my big toe. And I usually paint with a lot of movement and standing and running around, and so I couldn't do that. And I ended up sitting on the couch sewing a rag rug, a different one than this one. And I got to thinking a lot about the needlework that has been done throughout generations of my family and how they made functional items like quilts to provide for the family's needs, but they made them with great mastery, masterful skill, and great artistry. It was never considered art or hung in a gallery. So as I was sewing and thinking about my art exhibit here, I felt really compelled to bring in something from my ancestors and present it as art and give that recognition to the work that the women of my family have been doing for generations. So represented here in the embroidery hoops, not only my mom, my grandmother, but also my great-grandmother and my great-great-grandmother, as well as myself and my first cousin's 10-year-old daughter. So in this installation, there are represented six generations of my family, and I'm really proud to have been able to work with those materials and create something that honors and acknowledges the fact that my painting doesn't come from a void. I'm a part of a beautiful tradition of art making in my family that simply hasn't been categorized that way.
You're listening to Jo Vertis talking at the crowded and noisy reception for the opening of her show Flow at the Spirit Room in downtown Fargo. And she talked about how visual art had helped her heal and return to music. So maybe we should hear a bit of her music before going on with the conversation. Just a little bit of the song Saying I Love You by Jo Vertis. So if you go to see her show at the Spirit Room, two of the walls are covered with her paintings, and they use alcohol inks, which is a type of paint or ink that is kind of new to fine artwork, though it's been used in the crafting world. And the colors, I had to remark, the colors were just intense and warm and so bright.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly why I was initially drawn to alcohol inks. They dry very quickly, and something about the chemistry of the alcohol allows the colors to be extremely vibrant. That's what attracted me to using them.
And yeah, it makes me think of like watercolors in neon.
That's right. That's how I see it too. It has some parallels to watercolor, but this medium is extremely unique in that it dries quickly. And once it's dry, any change to what you're doing can transform the whole painting. So it's very difficult to go back in and make small changes to your work. And what that results in is you have to commit. You have to make quick decisions, commit to them, and be willing to take a risk and destroy the whole thing. And that ended up teaching me so much about my life. It taught me acceptance of how my life has changed due to my brain injury, how my brain is different now. Accepting that and learning new ways to work around my new limitations. And it taught me to take risks and follow my intuition. I'm not thinking of everything right now, but there are so many life lessons for me in painting with alcohol inks. It also taught me so much about making art and music by the nature of this medium, which is so unique. I really think about painting with alcohol inks and other mediums as a collaboration between me and the medium. So I propose some ideas, and then the medium responds to my gesture and responds with its own ideas. And sometimes it says to me, no, we're not going to do that. I'm going to do this thing. And then I have to work with that. So it's really like a collaboration. That's how I see it.
And the ones that are alcohol ink and resin are glossy.
That's right. Yes, I use epoxy resin to coat the alcohol inks. I started doing that primarily because the medium is very delicate. You have to seal it with a product, but even so, it can be damaged a little bit too easily. And so I started coating them in resin to make them more permanent. But then I liked the look of it as well, and I started taking that into account as a part of my aesthetic with this medium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of the works here involve alcohol ink, except for the fabric one. So, mm-hmm. And do you work in other media as well?
Yes, I've worked with acrylics quite a bit. Most of them also involve alcohol inks, so it's mixed media with alcohol inks and acrylics.
Just like it so much?
Yeah, I do. I like it. I like to paint with like black and white acrylic paint, and then alcohol inks come in for the colors. Some of them have gotten so acrylics heavy that you can barely see any alcohol inks at all, and that's been really fun. But I've, let's see, what else have I worked with? I've worked with plant materials. I have one painting here with birch leaves, but I've done other paintings with larger leaves and ferns. That I mix alcohol inks and acrylics and then coat it with a thicker layer of resin. And now the fabric arts is kind of my next endeavor. I like exploring new mediums.
That is Jo Virtus talking at the opening reception for her show Flow, with an amazing story of how visual art helped her brain to be able to regain music and a wonderful show. Her paintings are up through December 7th at the Spirit Room on Broadway in downtown Fargo. You can also see her paintings on Instagram at Jo Virtus Art, at JoVerdisArt. And let's finish with more of her music. This report supported by the listeners of Prairie Public and the Arts Partnership of Fargo-Moorhead. I'm Bill Thomas.
Looks like.